Recorded Books and RB Digital present The Crooked Castle by Sarah Jean Horowitz, narrated by Susie Jackson. The Jasconius. The day the Jasconius crashed, the cabin boy was late for his shift. He was never late. He was never late because he loved his job. He loved his ship. And every moment he spent on it, soaring over the ocean from one continent to the other. The Jasconius was one of only three transatlantic airships in the world, making the journey from London to Driftside City, Virginia, every few weeks like clockwork. How many young men could say they flew across the ocean not once in their life, not even twice, but a dozen times a year? How many could say they lived in an impossible thing? A machine great and powerful enough to defy gravity itself, with nothing but open skies ahead and the wind at their backs. The cabin boy knew he was lucky. But his luck was about to turn. That day, he was late because he loved the ship. He'd been coming off a shift with strict orders to report straight to the crew quarters and get some sleep, young man. But he knew the ship would be docking in the early morning, and he didn't want to miss the first sight of land for anything in the world. He wanted to be the first one to see it, to feel that little jolt that came with every landing after a few days over open water, the miraculous reminder that they'd made it, that there was a world beyond the endless blue below. So he nodded to his superior officer, quickly changed into his civilian clothes, and tucked himself into his favorite secluded nook on the observation deck to watch the sunrise. It was a tight fit these days. He was still getting taller every year, but he managed. He hadn't meant to fall asleep. When he woke up, they were already preparing to land. He'd missed the first glimpse of his favorite city in the world, and something felt wrong. But there were no shouts of alarm. No explosions, no panicked passengers clinging to the railings as the ship reeled. In fact, all was quiet. The cabin boy stretched and crept out of his nook, surprising a few early bird passengers nibbling at their breakfasts on the observation deck. He mumbled his apologies and distractedly brushed past them, determined to both find the source of his unease and sneak back to his quarters without being seen. He'd overslept in his hiding spot, and he'd be in for a
Sample complete. Ready to continue?